You hear that, Daddy?
Yeah. Some people consider it's just a, it's when it's used that way, it's used more or less in slang. But it's to refer that he is the head, you understand? And so they say captain, and just like when I was working over Texas Southern, you first saw a fella coming, you know, he was head of the printing department. We used to call him chief. I still call him chief now. Named James Wilson, but I say chief. And we just started that when we got together and started working over there. We just called one another chief. He loved coming and called me chief.
What do you call someone who presides over the court?
Judge.
And someone who goes to school is a...
Student. Student.
Okay. Would you call them a student regardless of whether they were first grade or university level?
Yeah, you can. And be right, they're still students.
Okay. And a woman who works in an office and does the typing and so forth?
She's called a secretary.
And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
Actress.
And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is...
U.S. citizen.
Or you're a... You're not a Mexican or a Canadian, you're a...
Negro.
Or...
Negro American.
Okay. What other words would you use to describe your race?
Negro, colored. They used colored for years.
How does colored sound to you now? Does it sound dated or do you still hear it?
Well, it sounds outdated because everybody wants to consider instead of using colored Negro, now they're saying black. See, at the time, nobody wanted to be called black, but now it's popular to be called black.
Did it used to be insulting to say that someone was black?
Yeah, it used to. But he in the late years, he has picked up popularity.
Did you ever hear, in some places I've heard, like one really old guy interviewed in Alabama, I used the word black to him, and he didn't like that at all. He said if he wasn't black, he was red. Did you ever hear, he was pretty light skinned, but did you ever hear, I don't think he meant he had any Indian in. Did you ever hear the word red used for...
No.
And any joking or insulting name for black?
Oh yeah, they always call them, they still call them niggers.
Who would use that?
Huh?
Who would use that term?
A white.
Did you ever hear black used?
Blacks used. Because definitely and theoretically, a nigger doesn't have to be the color of the skin.
What do you think?
It's the color of your heart.
How would you use it?
Hmm?
If you use the word, how would you use it?
Oh, when you use it, you just use it in, you're degrading.
Uh-huh.
It's just to try to degrade a person, that's all.
What would you call someone in my race?
Well, they call them honkies, they call them pickles, they call them crackers, it just...
What does cracker mean?
He's a poor white person, that's all right.
Did you ever hear the term buckra?
No, I never
heard. What are the old-fashioned terms, insulting terms for whites? Besides cracker and peckerwood.
That's about all I know.
Did you ever hear pork hood?
No.
What about o-face?
Yeah, I think I have it. Yeah. But that wasn't used in the way I heard that wasn't used in a degrading remark. That was used in just to differentiate between black and white.
How did they say
just say, oh, that he's old fake. Well, then you knew he was a white person. See, it, you know, it didn't try to degrade him, it was just trying to